You actually going to go see Solo in a theater? Are you? You're getting out to the movies a lot now.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I still want to see Ready Player One on the big screen too.
Oh, you better hurry up then.
I know. But it's so busy now. It's like, so it's MegaCons this weekend and Solo opening.
Yeah.
And then I get an event next Saturday.
You're probably gonna have to wait for Ready Player One to come out.
Think so?
Yeah, because
It's gonna go away really soon.
I mean that was March.
Yeah.
So chances are, if it's not already out of the theater, you'd have to go to like one of them sleazy dollar theaters.
We stick to the floor.
Yeah.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm okay.
How are you?
Did you get up early to watch the royal wedding the other morning?
I did not.
Did you? Wait. Did you tape it?
No.
No? Oh, wow. Okay.
Nope. Had no interest in it.
I figured
whatsoever.
You might have taped it and like fast forward through it.
Nope. Really could have cared less.
Come on, you don't think that we've after a couple hundred years we finally invaded the British monarch, so now that we can do the second half of the plan for the revolution?
Yeah, right. An actress from basic cable is our secret weapon.
That's right. Well, she's black, so she's
but
mixed.
She's not really.
She's got a black mother.
Well, yeah, but
so
she
that
doesn't
makes her half
black. Look black.
Yeah, but still.
Whatever. I did think it was sad that the mother was sitting at the wedding all by herself.
Yeah, but that showed incredible, like, poise. And
did it?
Yeah.
You didn't think, like, the queen should have invited her over and said, hey, psst, come here, sit by me.
No, because...
Hold the corgi.
Because I think that, you know, there's all that stupid protocol that they all have to go through. You know, the fact that what's her name? Megan? Is that her name?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That she doesn't get along with her family and that her mother was the only one from her family invited. You know, I'm
well,
sure.
Well, I thought the father was invited, but he decided not to go because of things.
Well, so what I read was that he tried to make some money off the paparazzi.
Mm-hmm.
And then a day later had a heart attack.
Yes.
And then he wanted to go, and I think Megan was like, why don't you stay home?
Yeah.
So, you know.
I'm surprised there weren't any people who tried to crash the wedding.
I don't think you can when you're that
like
high
some
up.
Some of her white trash family.
Well, none of them can afford to get over to England.
Well, I heard her brother was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what my mother said.
Did your mom get up early to watch it?
I doubt it.
No?
Yeah.
This house was up early. I wasn't. I got up early to take the dog to the vet. That's... And all
yeah,
I know is that
that's
when
not 5 a.m. early.
Well, no. When I went downstairs at 7:15,
uh-huh.
I was like, they're not married yet? And my wife was like, no, they're doing whatever. And then when I came back at like 10, I guess they were repeating the wedding or like the best parts of it on TV. And I said, you can't tell me that you're still not fucking married. Oh, no. They're just reshowing some stuff.
We're just watching it again to see what we missed.
It's like, all right, whatever. If that's what you guys want to do at fucking 5 a.m., that's fine with me. Just don't wake me up.
Your daughter got up too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. I took the dog to the vet and they watched that. Woohoo.
Did they have like funny little hats to wear?
No.
Having tea and crumpets?
Yeah.
No.
My kid doesn't know what tea tastes like. And crumpets probably looks too weird for her.
Yeah.
But whatever. I'm glad that they're happy.
That's right.
So, I mean, like Harry's never going to be king anyway, so he can pretty much do what he wants, right?
Well, unless there's, like, some major tragedy at the castle where everybody gets killed.
But doesn't William's son have to be killed, too?
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, Charles is first.
I thought Charles...
William is...
I thought Charles couldn't be king now.
No, I think she said he could be king. So, oh, it's Charles, really? William... Georgie, Charlotte, and whatever the new one is.
Okay.
And then Harry. Harry's number six.
Oh, so he can pretty much do whatever the fuck he wants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, not only am I marrying an American, but she's also mixed, and I don't care what you guys fucking think.
Yes.
Wow. So Charles can be king again?
I believe so.
Oh, because I thought when he got divorced and all that shit went down and then he married what's-her-face?
Camilla,
that he like absconded from the throne saying that he would never be king or whatever.
No, I think that changed.
Oh. Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
I guess they're calling him the heir apparent. Ooh. That's a big fancy word.
That's what they're calling Harry?
No, that's Charles.
Oh. Yes.
Charles is the heir apparent. So yes, he is the first in the line of succession.
Yes.
But I mean, come on. Like, for as old as the queen is, and he's 69, so chances of him kicking off pretty quick are probably, you know...
Well, the queen's in her 90s, so right. As soon as she kicks, he's got at least 20 years.
If he lives that long.
If he lives that long.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything else about that, so.
Yeah, I mean, there'd have to be like some major catastrophe that would put Harry in place.
So Charles's full title is His Royal Highness Prince Charles Philip Arthur George, Prince of Wales, KG, KT, GCB, OM, AK, QSO, PC, ADC, Earl of Chester, Duke of Cornwall, Duke of Rothesay, Earl of Carrick, Baron of Renfrew, Lord of the Isles, and Prince of the Great Steward of Scotland.
MOUSE.
I would make people call me that all the time.
Yes.
I'd be like, I want my full title. When you speak to me, you can't say, hey, Charles. You have to say, excuse me, Royal Highness, Prince Charles Philip Arthur George, and then the rest.
I don't know. That would kind of suck if he was like trying to like tell you you've got a phone call.
Sorry, that's the rules. The coat of arms for Charles, Prince of Wales, its motto is German for I serve. Shouldn't it be something in English?
No, because they're from the Habsburg family.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, there's a lot of inbreeding in European royalty.
Oh.
Yeah. If you ever go to any of the castles, take a look at the portraits that are painted. Because these people are butt ugly. And you know the painter was trying to make them look good. But they are hideous.
The eyes pointing in different directions.
Oh, buck teeth and humps and you name it.
Buck
More
teeth and humps.
Than a Chinese phone book.
That was my that was a rock band I was in high school.
Puck Teeth and Humps.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes.
Well, remarkable longevity for such inbreeding.
Yeah, I guess.
And I mean, you know, I read something today that the queen is known for drinking like 4 cocktails in a day.
Sure.
On a regular basis. So like,
what else is she going to do? That and pet the corgi. Like, she's not, you know, she doesn't have much else to do.
I guess not. I mean, the correct me if I'm wrong, but like, while she is the queen, she doesn't really make policy.
No.
She is more of a figurehead. Yeah.
Parliament makes policy.
Right. Okay.
And the prime minister is really the leader.
Right. Okay. She just gets to be on all the money.
Yes.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I guess it's a good job if you can get it, right?
Well, you get all these castles and you get to be taken care of and, you know.
Yeah, but so the payoff for that is like no privacy.
Right.
You're bound to all this tradition and all the stupid shit that you have to uphold. I don't know. Cause like they've also said that like that family isn't very wealthy.
No, they're not, but it's a matter of pride.
Right.
You know, you can't put them out on a street or throw her into a nursing home. I mean, how would that look?
Oh, come on. Yes, you could.
Well, only if they elect Trump next.
Oh, geez. I don't know. I'm just saying. Sometimes it just might not be worth it. She got to wear them ugly hats?
Yes.
Those weird, like, pastel colors?
Well, I think that's what she likes.
No.
Yes.
No. It's keeping all the stuff inside. It's just like layers of gaff tape and like pillows. Pushing it all into that shape. Whatever.
Oh, so what? So Queen Elizabeth II is married to Prince Philip.
Yes.
Who's her second cousin once removed.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So maybe that explains Charles's nose.
Okay, so I don't understand the whole... Second cousin is...
So first cousin would be...
Brother or sister.
Sibling. No, first cousin is your parents. Your parents, brothers and sisters, kids.
Parents, brothers and sisters, kids. Okay.
So second cousin would be when those kids have kids.
Okay. And then what the hell does the once removed thing mean?
It's the same thing as the second cousin.
Okay.
So it's just how many generations down the ladder you are.
Oh, okay.
So you could call them second cousins. You could call them first cousins once removed, twice removed, three times removed, whatever.
Okay. Jeez.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Oh, so here's some interesting things about royalty in Europe.
Okay. Hit me.
So George III was removed from the palace in a straitjacket and never seen again. Queen Maria I of Portugal, whose husband was also her uncle.
Oh, Jesus.
Like to dress like a little girl and throw temper tantrums. Christian VII of Denmark ran around the palace smashing furniture and banging his head until it bled.
Jesus.
Russian Emperor Paul I banned shoes with laces and then sent his troops into the streets of St. Petersburg with orders to kill anyone who violated his edict.
Wow.
And Ludwig I of Bavaria was prone to wander the city of Munich in rags, carrying a tattered umbrella.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Six children of Queen Victoria were hemophiliacs.
Wow.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
And you think our country's screwed up?
Well, I mean, I guess every country's screwed up.
Yeah.
It's that grass is always greener thing.
I would say so.
You don't see them, like, shooting up their schools, though. So, you know, one up on us.
Well, the cops don't even carry guns. They carry billy clubs.
Oh, well. And how many times have they had school shootings there?
None.
See?
How many school shootings have there been anywhere other than the U.S.?
There's a couple in Australia, I think.
And that's when they took away guns from everybody.
Yep. Yep. So, yay us.
Yay. Thoughts and prayers.
It is nice to see that people are getting pissed at that.
Yeah, but they're still not doing anything.
No, but it's
you know, the governor of Texas saying that the problem with his school shooting was too many doors. It's like, somebody should shoot you on live TV.
Well, it's Texas.
Well, it speaks for the country.
Yeah, I know.
Because everybody else is of the same mindset.
But I thought everybody carried a gun in Texas, so.
I believe they do. Because you can open carry in Texas.
Yeah. People walking down the street with the goddamn holster strapped to their side.
Yeehaw.
Ooh-wee. Spurs and leather chaps.
Yes.
It's quite the conundrum.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you America. Shoot first?
yeah.
Oh, what a shame.
Yep.
So speaking of shootings, I went and saw Deadpool 2.
Uh-huh.
I know you haven't seen it, but I will say that if anybody out there is a fan of the first one, they should go see this one.
Really?
It is... well, they did the typical sequel formula of we're going to take what you liked from the first one and do it even bigger.
Okay.
But it does it in the Deadpool way of knowing that that's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who has seen the trailers are misleading.
Okay.
They have now started editing these trailers so that you don't know what's going to happen in the film.
Hmm.
And I can't really say anything else without giving too much away.
Okay.
But it's got one of the best mid-credit scenes I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they pick on everybody. They pick on the DC superheroes. They pick on the MCU. They pick on X-Men. Anybody and everybody.
Right.
There is no... There's nothing withheld. They take shots at everyone. Including themselves.
Okay.
So it's really well done. I really enjoyed it.
Nice.
The problem with movies now is that there's so many things coming out.
Yeah.
That it's hard to go back and see it for a second time.
Sure.
So because like this week is Solo and then, you know, by that time, will Deadpool still be out? And sure, it will be. But, like, just getting back to the theater to see it for a second time is usually difficult.
Right.
Which this is one of those ones that I would like to see again.
Okay.
Just because there are so many... There's cameos and inside jokes and all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if you saw the first one. Did you see the first one?
I did.
Did you like it?
I did.
Okay. Well, then you should definitely... I know you don't go to the movies a lot, but... When it comes out on video, you should definitely pick it up.
Okay.
Because I don't think you'd be disappointed.
I'll put it on my list.
Well, yeah. I know how you buy movies and then leave them in the wrapper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really can't say anything else without spoiling something in the movie, so.
Okay.
And it's really hard. Like, people at work were like, well, what'd you think? And I was like, you just got to go see it. And they were like, right. Well, no, tell me something. I was like, I can't, because if I do, I'm going to spoil something. There's yeah. that much stuff in it.
Hmm.
So, anyway. Did you happen to watch this week's season finales of things?
I did.
Okay. What'd you watch?
The usual.
The
you know, the usual.
Do you want to start with Arrow or do you want to start with Gotham?
I want to start with Arrow.
Arrow? Okay. I'm pleasantly surprised the way this season has ended.
Okay, why is that?
It's not a typical season finale.
Mm-hmm.
They went kind of, they looked at all the tropes and stereotypes of what they've done in the past and decided that this was going to be different. They've got a new showrunner coming in next year.
Yep.
So they've, in the past couple episodes, they completely destroyed both of the lairs. They're kind of starting from a zero point, and they had a big I am Iron Man moment where Oliver gets in front of the TV cameras and says, yes, I am the Green Arrow. So going forward, it's no longer a thing of secret identity. It's now that's just who he is.
Right.
And the fact that it ended with him in jail.
Yep.
The rest of the team kind of not scattered, but kind of reeling from the loss of a character that's been there since season one.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I think for the first time, they didn't get rid of the main bad guy.
Yes.
They did not defeat Diaz.
Not yet.
So next season, they're going to do the Longbow Hunters, which is a big comic book arc, which he is part of. Which is interesting because this will carry over for the first time of a bad guy who is living within more than one season.
Mm.
And I kind of like that. I kind of like when they do different shit like that.
Yeah.
Because for too long, it's always been like, oh, there's going to be a major character that dies at some point in the season, or we're going to lose somebody at some point in the season. And then by the end, the bad guy will be defeated and everybody will be happy. And then next season, something will happen and they'll have to reform and come back together and save the city.
Right.
And this time it's Oliver's in jail. Ricardo Diaz is still out on the street and Team Arrow has kind of been outed.
Right.
I mean, I love that scene when what's his name?
Mr. Terrific?
No, the other one. The Renee, the
Mad Dog.
Is it Mad Dog?
Is it Mad Dog?
That character where he's like talking with his helmet on and the FBI agent is like, we know who you are.
Right.
And he just kind of takes it off and he was like, all right, fine. I mean, this whole thing has been setting this up of like he basically outed himself during the trial and all this other stuff. So going into the next season, does the city support these people or are they going to try to like chase them out? And
right.
You know, I think it's an interesting place for a TV show. It's kind of a bold place for a TV show to go within its, what is it? Seventh season?
Is it seven?
I think so. This was six, so seven.
Yeah, this was six.
I mean, what'd you think of it?
I liked it. I really did want them to just wrap up the Diaz story, though. And now Dinah's back?
You mean Sarah?
Sarah, whatever. Well, I get them all confused. I know. Too many daughters.
I think basically what it was they were saying goodbye to Quentin Lance, and they wanted it to be his daughter's being there to say goodbye.
Mm.
I think that's the only reason she's there. I don't think when it starts up again, she'll be back.
Well, but in the new trailers where they show all of the DC characters suiting up, I don't know if you've seen that commercial.
No.
She is in it. And I thought it was just clips from different episodes, but it doesn't seem to be.
When did this come out?
I've seen it within the past week a few times. So it's got Ollie saying, suit up. And then there's clips of the different characters kind of getting dressed, or he makes some comment like, doesn't anybody suit up one leg at a time anymore? And he turns around and there's Supergirl behind him.
Oh.
And then there's Grant Gustin from Flash, and he's like eating fast food. He's like, oh, you mean now? I'm hungry. It's kind of weird.
Oh, I'll have to look for that.
Yeah. But, yeah, she's in it.
Oh, okay.
So maybe have they officially killed Legends of Tomorrow yet?
No, they're bringing it back with new members to the team. They're bringing Constantine back.
Oh, that's right.
And they're going to go more mystical, I guess.
Oh. Trying to do the Doctor Strange route.
Well, I mean, I think it's good in a way to distance itself from the other shows, but while still having the superheroes on it. Not that I'm going to watch it. I mean, they announced the new schedule.
Right.
Where they're moving Supergirl to Sundays.
Oh, well, that's going to kill it.
Well, I mean, I guess the thing that they're trying to do is to reignite people watching TV on Sunday nights. But that means at some point they're going up against Walking Dead.
Right.
So I don't know how that's going to work. So they're reimagining, rebooting Charmed.
I saw that.
So Sunday nights is going to be Supergirl and Charmed.
And oh,
then,
really?
And then Tuesday night is going to be Legends of Tomorrow and Arrow.
Hmm.
Which means it's going to be on before. And like, I guess I'll have to make the decision of whether or not to watch the season.
Right.
And then Tuesday will be Flash and Black Lightning.
Okay.
So
interesting.
I think what they're going to end up doing is they're going to figure out a way to bring in Black Lightning into the Arrowverse so that when they do the crossover stuff, but there was big news today, or not today, but this past week
about
the crossover
Arrowverse. Yeah.
The crossover for this year is going to involve Batwoman.
Yes. In Gotham.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Which means we're only really one step away from seeing Batman.
Yep.
Now, will they do that?
Then you have League of Justice. So, or not Justice League. Yeah. Justice League.
Yeah.
Which I wouldn't be against.
But I think at this point, they may be saving Batman for Teen Titans.
Yeah.
Because Dick Grayson is going to be a big part of that, and there are going to be flashbacks of him as Robin.
Yeah.
And I don't know. That's going to only be on their streaming service.
Right.
So if you want to see it, you're going to have to pony up $8 or whatever it is to see it.
Hmm.
So they may be saving Batman for that. But, I mean, this will rope in Gotham and the Batman legend into the Arrowverse.
Right.
So, I mean, that's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
They only had to wait 7 years to do it.
Well, yeah. I'm interested to see how Batwoman is brought in.
Well, you know, it's funny because they have reworked a ton of Batman lore into the Arrowverse.
Mm-hmm.
With Ra's al Ghul and all the other shit that they've done that was basically Batman light.
Right.
Where they were like, well, we can't do Batman, so we're just going to throw this on Oliver, and we'll just make it so that Oliver is being trained by Ra's al Ghul. And so will it be like, so I work for this guy who spent a bunch of time with Ra's al Ghul. You know who he is. He's the big guy. He's the big bat guy that's over there, but you're not going to get to right. see him.
Right. Well, or it could be like they did with Batman on Supergirl.
Yeah, where you just saw him from a distance.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it's interesting because Batwoman in the comic books is a LGBT character. So it's going right along with the other CW shows of like total inclusion, which,
mm-hmm.
which is cool.
Yeah.
And I don't believe Batwoman like works directly with Batman in the comic books.
See, I don't remember because I don't think she was around that long.
She has been around since 1956, apparently.
Hmm. Because I know there was the Bat Family at one point.
Right.
And Bat Mice.
Right.
So.
So the newest incarnation of her started in 2006. In the okay. Infinite Crisis series. Unlike the Silver Age, Kathy Kane, who was romantically attracted to Batman, the new version of Kane is a lesbian. Her sexual orientation was announced at the same time the character was revealed in the spring of 2006. Stories appeared on television news outlets such as CNN, because that's news, apparently.
Okay.
The modern Kathy Kate Kane... made her first comic book appearance in issue 7 of the Maxi series 52.
Okay.
The character's civilian identity as a socialite, Catherine Kane, is acquainted with Bruce Wayne and is friends with a doctor named Mallory. She's presented as having porcelain white skin, several tattoos, and clothing style designed as punk psychobilly goth in her civilian persona.
Hmm.
The character is also Jewish and celebrates Hanukkah.
Okay.
So all that to say, I don't really know what the fuck. Because I was, from what I had always thought was like, wasn't... There was a version, wasn't there a version of Batwoman who didn't talk?
No, there's a rebirth of Batgirl who didn't talk.
That was okay.
She was a Asian girl, grew up with a lot of trauma.
She's like a ninja or something though, right?
Yeah, sort of.
And like, instead of just like her eyes covered, her entire face was covered.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so... it does not say whether or not they work together. I thought like she was just kind of a somebody who was in Gotham too, who took the persona of Batwoman to counter Batman.
I do not know.
I don't, because like fucking Wikipedia just buries that shit.
Right.
And all kinds of shit that like, I don't want to go through. So in 1956, she was a costume crime fighter like Batman, yet in many ways, not an exact counterpart. For example, the contents of her utility purse were actually weapons disguised as stereotypical feminine products, such as lipstick, cosmetic compacts, charm bracelets, and hairnets. Mm. Holy shit, how okay. far we've come.
Okay.
So following the revamp to Detective Comics in 1964, Batwoman was removed from the series. The new Batgirl, Barbara Gordon, not only replaced Batwoman as Batman's female counterpart, she surpassed the original heroine in popularity.
Mm, okay.
So they skewed younger. Because, you know. And she was part of the Bat family.
Yes.
I guess she was requested by readers to be included in the Batman family.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
Yep.
In other Batman news, did you see Michael Keaton's commencement speech at Kent State?
I did. You think?
Always remember, I'm Batman.
You think that was a spur of the moment thing? You think he actually wrote that into his speech?
I think he dared somebody that he was going to say it.
I mean, it brought the house down.
Just watch. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm gonna, I dare you. All right, you do that. Yeah. Uh-huh. You drink for free all night if you do that.
He would have drank for free anyway.
Yeah, well.
It's Batman, for Christ's sakes.
Yes. So, Arrow was good.
I mean, I like the fact that he owns it. I like the fact that, like he's not shying away from his past.
Right. Well, I mean, he was for quite a while.
Exactly. And he's done the Spock thing.
Like, right. Now he's like, all right, this isn't going away. And there are people who really enjoy it. So.
Well, I mean, and like he could have just said, I'm Vulture. I am Birdman. Whatever.
I'm Mr. Mom.
I'm Gung Ho. Whatever.
I'm the guy from Multiplicity. See, he should have done it as the last clone from Multiplicity, the retarded one.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I don't think he's quite like that.
No.
So in other Batman news, did you watch Gotham?
Of course.
Okay. Let me hear your take on Gotham.
I'm still enjoying it.
Uh-huh.
I thought Alfred was very kick-ass this episode. It's like, oh, wow, look at that old man go. The whole killing Ra's al Ghul, I don't understand what that served.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's very out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we got to get rid of this guy. He's got to go back and do some more filming Game of Thrones. So,
no, that character got killed off too.
Yeah, I know. Everybody on that show gets killed off.
Yeah, it is a little weird, like, because in the comic book series, Ra's al Ghul is a continued threat.
Yes.
So why would you get rid of him and not just send him back to Nanda Parbat?
Well, I mean, obviously you've seen that he can be brought back.
Yeah, but this time he kind of vaporized and not like was mummified like the first time.
You don't think somebody swept that up into a baggie?
Maybe, who knows?
Take it back to the Lazarus pit. Hey, let's try it this time.
I mean, so the big news...
You know, it'd be funny if they threw like a unicorn horn in there with his ashes and see if it comes out with a horn.
Just in the wrong place.
Yes.
The big news about Gotham this past week was it was renewed for a fifth and final season.
Yes.
Of 13 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a whole lot of time to wrap shit up.
No.
They have to deal with the fallout from No Man's Land. They said the writers pretty much said that the series is going to end with the fully caped crusader Batman meeting, Jim Gordon.
At what point? 40 years in the future or?
No, like for the first time.
See, I don't know how they're going to pull that off if it's the same cast.
It's going to be like Batman Year One, I think. I think a lot of the 13 episodes will be because they've already planted the seeds of like Ra's al Ghul saying you need to become the Dark Knight that this town needs.
Right.
And Bruce Wayne deciding that it's now his responsibility. So I think from here on out, the next 13 episodes, there is him working on the costume, getting the cowl together.
And then in the meantime, you've got Freak of the Week carving up the city and
Jim Gordon fighting it, I guess.
Right. Right. Because, I mean, you see the bat signal on the roof of City Hall or the police station.
Yeah, I think that the finale will echo this finale where Jim Gordon goes up on the roof because somebody turned it on and there's a big bat signal there. And
yeah.
Batman comes walking up out of the dark and says, now there's two of us. We can clean up the city, blah, blah, blah. And if fucking Jim Gordon doesn't turn around and say, Bruce, like, it's just going to be stupid.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to bulk that kid up to be Batman.
Oh, definitely. And they're also, I mean, they also have to age him.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit.
What, 17 now?
Yeah, they're going to go with like an 18-year-old Batman.
Well, I guess at this point, you may as well do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's no chance of you doing more series. There's no chance of this getting saved on another network. It's just, hey, we got 13 episodes to do whatever hell we want. And that's what it should be.
You don't think that there is a call to CW saying you want to complete the DC universe? I bet you there's at least talks.
Well, I'm sure there's talks, but what are they going to do? Wrap them into season 8 of Arrow?
I just think that the production budget for Gotham is way too high for the
really?
CW. Yeah, see, what I feel like with Supergirl,
right?
They had a CW budget when they were on CBS. And
okay.
They couldn't make it work. And so CW took it and said, hey, we know how to do this for this budget.
Okay.
So we'll put her on here. And that seemed to work. But I think that the visual effects from the finale with City Hall blowing up was really good on a TV budget.
Yeah.
So yep. CW couldn't do that. So I think if CW were to step in, they'd have to really seriously look at scaling back the show.
Yeah.
Whatever existing establishing shots of Gotham there are, that would be it. Because they don't have the budget to go back and start adding in buildings and all the shit that they're doing on Fox.
Right.
But there was also an announcement that they are spinning off a series called Pennyworth.
Yes.
That will follow the young Alfred.
Yes.
And I'm
on
like
Netflix?
Is it Netflix or is it something else? I thought it was
I don't remember.
Like
I just
Showtime or something.
No, I don't think it was Showtime.
No.
It's some social media platform. It's not real TV.
Does it say on here? Story of Alfred Pennyworth, a former special forces officer living in London and working for Bruce Wayne's father. Production company doesn't say. Well, let me try this. Pennyworth TV series. It's going to be on Epics.
Epics. And what's Epics?
Epics is one of those like cable channels that when you buy the entertainment bundle for movies, Epics is usually among them.
Oh, okay.
So on May 16th, it was announced that Epics had given the production a series order for a first season consisting of 10 episodes. The pilot episode is expected to be written by Bruno Heller and directed by Danny Cannon, both whom will also executive produce the series. Yeah, if you want to see more, I'm sure it won't be Sam, or Sean, what's his last
name?
Pertwee.
Pertwee.
Being in it, but if you want to see more of Alfred, because I guess there's a call for that.
Right.
It's in 1960s London, this takes place. So it's a period piece.
Hmm.
That's weird. I mean, I'm glad on Gotham they didn't do the decrepit old butler.
Right.
Who stands around and doesn't do anything.
Right. No, I like the idea that this is Alfred and he's out in the thick of it with him, and he's also been one of Bruce's teachers.
Right. Yeah, he's just getting the crap kicked out of him everywhere he goes.
Yeah, well, that too.
So do you think, so there was some conjecture on whether or not Selina Kyle would grow up to be Catwoman now.
Uh-huh.
Because apparently the injury from the Joker, or the yes. proto-Joker, whatever you want to call him, means that maybe she won't walk again.
Or maybe she becomes Oracle.
That's what the theory is.
Hmm.
Is that she helps him become Batman. Which is a really weird fucking thing to do to Selina Kyle.
Yeah, that's not fair.
No. Her career as Catwoman can't be from the age of 14 to 18.
No.
But a lot of people
unless Bruce helps her walk again.
No, maybe. But I mean, we're back to people knowing other people's identities long before they should.
Well, that's the whole premise of this series.
Yeah.
These series are these crazy characters were kind of an answer to Batman coming into the city and starting to clean up the riffraff.
Right, exactly.
But now it's, they've already existed.
Although I will say, I think my favorite villain right now is Scarecrow.
Yeah, he's pretty scary.
The fact that they put him into like the classic Scarecrow with the hat.
Yep.
Instead of the hood thing.
Yep.
Just it's done so well. And he's shooting fear gas and like he is what you would expect from a fully formed character.
Yes.
Like, there was some hope for Penguin, but I don't think we're ever going to get to
the yeah, Penguin. Yeah, and I'm getting tired of the stupid walk.
The limp?
Yeah, it's like, you know, just start going wah, 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 as you're walking. Wah, 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 wah.
Well, that's one of the weird things about this TV show is they'll go as far as they can with Mad Hatter and Scarecrow.
Right.
But you turn around and you do the Penguin as kind of a normal guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like what they did with his character in the finale where it was like this whole time you think he's helping Butch just because he wants to help Butch and it's just to kill him.
Right.
Because they killed his mother. I mean, I like that. I like the fact that he held on to that and all that other stuff, but at the same time, I just feel like he's just kind of like treading water because they don't know what to do with him.
Yeah, it's kind of, they make weird choices.
They do.
And it's like, I don't know. I mean, he looks weird, but he doesn't look tortured.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you got a funny nose and a bad haircut. Well, that doesn't really make you a villain.
No, and his plans are terrible.
Yes, they are.
He's constantly getting caught or beat up, or like he is not the criminal mastermind that he is in the comic books or whatever.
No, he's kind of a joke.
Yeah.
He's, you know, I mean, he was Fish Mooney's little henchman. He wasn't really, and he didn't rise to the same level as she did when he kind of took over.
Right, exactly.
You know, it's like there was potential there. You really could have gone with this, and there could have been things that happened to him that might have deformed him somehow, you know. Maybe he gets attacked by Firefly and like fuses some of his fingers together, or I don't know.
Right.
But he's just not living up to his potential. Now, Nygma, on the other hand.
Yeah.
I mean, his torture of Gordon was almost straight out of Batman 66.
Yeah.
It just had that same feel to it. And I think Marina Baccarin breaking up with him is going to push him further over the edge.
Well, there was that weird thing where they both stab each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And then kiss, and then apparently die.
Yeah.
And then they bring them to Doctor Strange?
Hugo Strange, yes.
Hugo Strange. And yes. And they're like fix them. So does that mean we're going to get like this, the Salmon Grundy version of Riddler? Like, I don't feel like he riddles a little enough.
No, but I think maybe some more of his humanity is gone at this point, so that he does start reverting into or changing into the wacky Riddler. I mean, I don't think we're going to see him in tights with question marks all over him.
Oh, come on.
But I think that he could be more like the Frank Gorshin Riddler, where he's just certifiably insane. So you keep the violent edge, and then you just push the other aspect of it to, you know, he's creating these traps and these riddles. And
well, and they hinted at some of that with the division of Ed and the Riddler.
Mm-hmm.
And how he was seeing one in the mirror.
Yes.
And they were like fighting for control.
Yes.
Like, I think,
so I would think that after this incident where he gets stabbed, is that the human part of Ed is gone.
Okay.
The part that can love and show empathy is just totally gone.
Okay.
It just becomes a one-sided, crazy nut job.
And it's interesting, the thing, like, they have 13 episodes to wrap this up, but they don't necessarily have to wrap anything up because it's ongoing story.
Well, and you know it's going to keep going on, so, you know, they don't have to finish any of it.
Right. I think they should somehow answer some of the more burning questions of like Jim Gordon is supposed to marry Barbara and have a daughter.
Right.
How does that work?
Well, or yeah.
Or are we saying that in this version of the character that just doesn't happen? Like in the movie universe where there wasn't really a Robin for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Until they were like, we need to sell some more toys, so hire somebody to be Robin. And then we got the scene where Robin does laundry, ninja style.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's just a different universe. It's a different universe.
I'm getting tired of that shit, though. I really am.
Well, you don't
there's
like
one,
the multiverse.
There's one universe. No, this whole bullshit that, oh, well, it's not really Harrison in the Flash. It's Harrison from a different Earth. And he can find all these other Harrisons. And it really hit me with the finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which I think you've bailed on a long time ago.
Yes.
So this whole last season was so screwed up. It's like they get sent to the future and then back to the past. And I just don't know how to explain it. There's like this confederacy of alien races that have the U.S. government in their pocket, and they're kind of running things from the future. So Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. goes to the future to defeat them.
Okay.
And like one of the characters sets off to get to the future, but doesn't make it. But in the finale episode, his character from the future gets killed. And I was like so confused. It's like, but why aren't they mourning his death? And it's like, oh, but he's not dead. He's floating in space in stasis until, you know, he gets picked up. And then the whole end of it, and if you watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I'm going to say spoiler alert because I don't give a shit at this point.
Okay.
But so Coulson only has a few weeks left to live.
Why?
Which is weird because at the end of Infinity War, he just evaporated.
Oh. Oh, so they did that within Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. too?
No, they didn't. That's what's confusing the hell out of me, is where it fits in the story.
Okay.
Because last week or a couple of weeks ago, they acknowledged strange things happening in New York.
Okay.
Which was a throwback to Infinity Wars. But in this one, Coulson could have taken this centipede serum that would have helped save him, even though this is the second time he's been brought back to life, and he's just kind of tired and ready to go. So at the end, he and May retire to Tahiti. It's like, so then how does he get back in the car with Maria Hill after Thanos so that he gets wiped off the face of the earth?
Okay.
Very bizarre. I can't explain it, and I'm getting tired of like this whole time travel excuse for just shitty planning.
Well, I mean, the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. suffers from the fact that they have to compete with the Marvel Netflix shows. And those shows are done so well, and there's only fucking 10 of them in a season?
In a season, yeah.
They're not having to do 23 of them.
Right.
I mean, maybe network TV really needs to look at 10-episode seasons, and you do a fall season and a spring season.
I would totally be into that.
And have different shows for each one.
Yep.
So you only get Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. every September, and then 10 weeks later it's gone and it gets replaced with something else.
Well, and instead of running these limited series, which is basically, you know, series they didn't really pick up and put in the schedule over, you know, Christmas break and summer break, it's like, so just start making mini seasons.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this whole Will and Grace and Roseanne, and you know, where it's only like a 9-episode season, it's like, that's perfect.
Yep.
Because you're not beating a dead horse, you're keeping it fresh, and you're not obligated to, you know, how many episodes is it for syndication? That you're just churning out garbage so you have enough product to sell.
It's 100.
Yeah.
Because that was the thing with Gotham. They needed to reach 100, so they cut a deal with Fox to do 13 episodes to reach the 100.
See, I mean, if they just concentrated on making a good show, and I know that's not why they make shows.
Right.
You know, it's all for making money. But if only, you know?
But it's much easier to write a decent arc over 13 episodes than 26.
Right, or getting into the habit of you have to write two arcs a season. So,
yeah.
And trying to make it work.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, you go back to the freak of the week concept, and then you've got some kind of overarching thing, but you're just drawing it out.
Yeah, I mean, with 13, there's no filler. 13, you have to tell the story.
Yep.
And it's going to be much easier to do it that way. And if they could just figure out something like that for the network stuff, even Flash and Arrow and all the CW stuff, do 13 episodes or do two 13 episode seasons in a year of those arcs. And Arrow kind of did it this season with the Caden James thing in the beginning and then the Diaz thing later on. It just wasn't very strong.
Right.
If you could write one strong season, you could do an entire season of just standalone episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't really push anything anywhere. It could be Freak of the Week. And you could do an entire set like that where you're not dependent on the earlier one.
Well, and you can even go back and concentrate on more peripheral characters.
Right, exactly.
You know, instead of trying to figure out a way that you've got, you know, now you've got 15 leads on the series and how do you tell their story? Like, well, if you start breaking it up,
right,
then it's going to be a little bit easier. In my mind.
Yeah.
If I ran the studios.
If you ran it?
Yeah.
When you run it.
When I run it. That's it. When I run it.
No, I completely agree. I think that that's in order to make this sustainable to where you're not getting burnout on all these shows.
Right.
Maybe that's the better thing. I haven't watched Black Lightning.
I really don't have any interest in it. It's like Black Panther. It's like, okay, good for you. But
well, that's just because you're a racist.
Well,
but
it goes without saying.
From what I understand, their 13-episode season was way better than, like, Arrow's season.
Yeah.
Or Flash's season, because they only had 13 episodes to tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested. Now that it's on Netflix, I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch it just to see. Just to see what their pacing is like, and maybe it's better. But will that get destroyed when they go to 13 or 26 episodes or however many they're going to do?
Right.
With having to carry that story, unlike something like Star Trek or some other show that was in syndication that did 26 episodes, Star Trek reset the board every single time.
Mm-hmm.
There were very few episodes that hooked together. It was always something different. It was always a new problem for a new week.
Right.
And they had filler episodes, but it didn't feel that way because you weren't having to follow a plot. When the board came back, they were always a little different and they always had a different agenda, but like you knew who they were, but what happened in the past really didn't affect what you were watching then.
Right.
And that's what those superhero shows need to kind of do. More like Batman the Animated Series.
Sure.
Where everything can be told by itself. It's just Batman.
A half hour episode.
Well, maybe that's another thing. Maybe they figure out how to do half hour episodes.
Yep.
Certainly help with binging.
Well, that's for sure.
I don't know. We'll fix this.
Maybe. Sure we will.
I'll get Bruno Heller on the phone.
Okay. I'll get Joss Whedon.
And say, hey, you don't want to be associated with Joss Whedon.
No, why not?
Because he's in trouble.
Oh, is he now?
Yeah.
He a little touchy-feely?
Yeah.
Oh.
Used his,
they all are.
Used his feminist platform to sleep with young Hollywood actresses.
Oh, that bastard.
Yeah, well, you know.
Men suck.
Well, yeah. It's hard to be a white man in America these days.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. People are always looking at you funny.
They are.
Oh, well. All right. You got anything else for this week?
Oh, I don't think so.
No? All right.
No.
Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, And let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week. No?
What? Don't expect it all the time.
Oh, fine.